Wolf to come up and to speak to us. She organizes the Weber County Medical Corps, and pretty much we have the opportunity to really strengthen that corps. So Deanne, we'll ask you to come up first. And she, I don't know if she's military or not, but she is always early, she said, and she was.
I've just been in charge of a few conferences in my life, and I know that getting speakers out of order is sometimes what needs to happen. So have any of you heard of the Medical Reserve Corps? Raise your hand if you've heard of it before. Okay, just a couple. So it's really simple. It's a nationally recognized group of volunteers. So almost every state in the nation has one. And they do receive some money through the health department that helps us. But we organize locally with the health department to strengthen our public health and to improve our emergency response capabilities and to build community resilience. Now, I know that all of you are most likely working, and that makes it more difficult for you to volunteer time. I know your lives are full, but if you have time, if you're not on call and we have a major event and you want to help, you're going to have a harder time helping if you haven't been pre-credentialed through the hospital that you go to or the Medical Reserve Corps. So it's important in that respect. Now, when there's an earthquake, I was just talking with one of your people, and at the shooting in Vegas, droves of people came, but she just told me that a dentist helped with abdominal surgery, so your help will be needed. We have some retired physicians who are currently helping us and on the Medical Reserve Corps. The other thing I want to tell you is it's not just medical people. It's called the Medical Reserve Corps, but we have many families. You have to be 18 or over, but we have many families, husband and wife, or father and son. So, you know, it doesn't have to just be you. When there is a natural disaster or a major disaster, a plane crashes in the middle of Ogden, if you're retired, you are definitely going to want to help with that. And it will be you'll be very frustrated at how long it takes to get credentialed. But with the Medical Reserve Corps, you have instant credentialing. It also can give you national credentials. So if you had wanted to go to Vegas and do surgery, we're close enough, you could have gotten there pretty quick, you could do that. We are also involved in any other emergencies that can affect public health that may overwhelm the system. We participate in community activities that promote healthy habits. The first aid stations at the Balloon Festival, at the Ogden Marathon, at the Huntsville Marathon, we run those first aid stations. And usually we have one medical person, we have to have at least one medical person at each first aid station. That's EMT, nurse, mid-level, or physician. And then the other person with you may not be medical. So we're all volunteers. We have mental health volunteers as well. And we receive the training to assist in these local systems when they occur. The benefits of being a member are, I think, pretty obvious, but there's a couple things I'll point out. It's using your skills when the community needs additional resources. And I don't know if you realize it, but we in our town, in Ogden, we have two paramedic stations. We have one in Roy and we have one in Huntsville. That's only four advanced level EMS rigs that could go out and help people. But if we've got 100 victims or 200 victims, you can see where your help is going to be very important. It is, like I said, a member of a nationally recognized response organization, and we get ongoing training. So they train you, and they also cover you with insurance in the event that you're helping and something happens. So it will be you helping your community be more resilient. In Utah, I'll just tell you what, I've talked about it nationally, but in Utah, there are 12 local health departments, and all 12 of them run a Medical Reserve Corps. Generally, we respond in our county unless we're asked to go to another county and help. And we, again, utilize professional and lay people. You're pre-identified, pre-credentialed, pre-trained, and you're prepared so that valuable time isn't lost doing the things to get you ready so that you can go in and help. So I'll tell you of a few things we responded to. Some of you may remember the airplane crash in Roy that hit a wire and flipped and hit a couple homes, and the homes were on fire. And the Medical Reserve Corps gets broken into different teams, and my team is the responder rehab trailer. So my team keeps the EMS people healthy and able to continue working. So when there's a big event and a fire in several buildings like there were that night, they deployed us and they bring a fifth wheel to the scene, and it's our job to help them be hydrated, cool them down, heat them up, whatever their issue is. We take their vitals every 15 minutes while we're cooling, warming, hydrating, whatever is needed. And if their vitals aren't normal after 30 minutes, then they don't go back to the line. So it's keeping them safe. And that's just one team. There's a mental health team. There's a logistics team. So they come and help set up the trailer and make water runs or anything like that that might be needed. We also did, the last deployment we had was the Uinta fire. And we were there for 2 days. Keeping EMS, and it was amazing how many people came from the community and wanted to help, but they weren't pre-credentialed, and so they were turned away. So I'm telling you, when an event does happen, even if you are a practicing, working individual, I've been on the Medical Reserve Corps for almost 15 years, and I retired 2 years ago, so I just have more time now. So it's a volunteer. We're not expecting you to give 100 hours a year. It might be 5 hours a year. So, but it just has you ready to step into that role. We also are at the air shows, and we would assist if there's a crash, and it does happen. We've seen the videos of people in air shows where the plane crashed and went into the people, and so we prepare for that. And I said that was our latest deployment, but actually we also just ran first aid station. I don't know if you're aware, many businesses do community cleanup. And so Comcast had over 1,000 people doing community cleanup. So we did first aid stations every mile for them from Larnfar Park down to Kayak Bridge, which is on the river. So anyway, that's kind of in a nutshell what the Medical Reserve Corps is. We would love to have people participate if you are interested. And in your bag is a pamphlet that tells you how you can find out more about it and submit an application. So I appreciate your time, and hopefully I'll see some of you there. We have fun.